right, we're going to take one more, and then we are going to break, but we have, let's take 19.
Item number 19, a resolution by Supervisor Taylor amending Chapter 32 of the Milwaukee County Code of General Ordinances relating to budget preparation.
Supervisor.
All right, thank you. I've been listening from my office, so that's interesting so far. I'm looking forward to the rest of the day.
Stay with us.
Yeah. I will. I plan on coming on in for the later items.
Thank you for your service.
This what? Oh, well, thank you for having this on the agenda. Now let's just be clear: this wouldn't be here if not for the actions of the county exec in this last budget. I mean, in previous years, not only did he and other county execs deliver the budget on board day, this one chose this time around. County executive chose to wait a week later, and on top of that, no longer print the budget. So in an amendment that this body passed for the 2015 budget, it says you shall print the budget for us. What this does is says every year moving forward, you'll continue to print the budget. You can take a look at how much it costs if we do it compared to, let's say, the House of Corrections. And we have a $2,000 value, and Erica was the analyst working on this. So it's pretty much a wash if we do it, and maybe even some savings depending on who's doing it. If our analysts are doing it, they're paying a little bit more than those at the House of Correction. And so I feel that this is necessary. Like I said, it wouldn't have to be here if we weren't changing how we've operated. And I understand that we have the arguments, well, we all have technology now. We have our iPads, or we have laptops, and we're trying to do more and more via the Internet. Or electronically, and I agree with that. However, the budget is a working document. It's the most important thing that we do, and I can guarantee that every one of you, by the time the budget's over, you have notes written all over it. And a couple weeks ago, I had a meeting with Representative Sanfilippo, and I wanted to discuss with him how they handle the budget. And he likes a printed copy. As a matter of fact, talking to a Supervisor Staskunas, they all had printed copies. The governor is required to present printed copies. And when the budget's delivered to these people in Madison in a couple weeks from the governor, they're going to have stacks of budgets. So why should we be treated differently? Why should we have to do this electronically? We know it's not going to be that way. We know we're going to have it printed. But you're working a week later, most likely, and with a lot less staff. When we have our next task force meeting on what the future of this county board is going to look like, we're going to have numbers to show you how much staff we're going to have. It's not going to be pretty. So this is necessary. I hope this committee will adopt it. I know you did most, I think it was 16-1, 17-1 for the amendment in the budget. So if you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer.
Mr. Chairman, I move to adopt the resolution for item 19.
Supervisor Johnson moves adoption. Supervisor Dursett.
Well, let me start off by thanking Supervisor Taylor for his service and representing not only 53,000 people in his own district, but I think most of our constituents throughout the county. I agree with everything he just said. Just to show you, I mean, those of us who are over 50 didn't grow up with digital. And I'm trying my best, but I really still work with paper just to, at my own expense. When my kids went to high school and I saw that they had on their coursework they were going to take keyboarding, I said to the principal, that's great, you're going to teach the kids piano. I think that's fantastic. And he said, no. That's basically what we used to call typing skills, keyboarding. But anyway, I still very much depend on paper and writing notes and so on to do my thinking. And I agree. I mean, why are we constantly being asked to do things to disadvantage us? And I think that's really what's partly behind this. So I fully support this, and I thank Supervisor Taylor for bringing this forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I agree in total with Supervisor Jusick's comments, especially about Supervisor Taylor's frequent willingness to show up for his job. No.
I think we all show up for our job. We're all doing what's necessary to represent our constituents.
No, but in all seriousness, I have the reputation as being the technology guy on the board. That said, I would be at a significant disadvantage without a printed copy of the budget. It is... Maybe I'm getting old, too, Mr. Chairman. Well,
aging today.
I see some gray flecks.
Yeah, it's called the campaign season. I'll let you know how 40 is, Mr. Chairman. But this is such a dense document. There's so much detail. We have so many spur-of-the-moment thoughts. It's ludicrous to think that we can just try and tap out things on our iPads or whatever devices we're using as we consider the budget. So this is a valuable amendment, and I fully support it. Thank you.
All right. The motion is for adoption. On the motion.
Supervisors Haas.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Roma West.
Aye.
Jurczyk.
Aye.
Weddle.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman.
Aye.
8 ayes, 0 noes. The motion that item number 19 be recommended for adoption prevails.
All right. A little more than 35 minutes would be enough for everyone.
No, I have to go and stand in line downstairs.
You already said you got some.
We'll see 1 and we'll start by 1:15.
We will reconvene at 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock board time.
One o'clock.